Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And last time we met, Psalm chapter 1 and verse 5 was our focus. We have been going through this short and powerful first psalm, verse by verse, and in this second half, the author, whom we believe is David, contrasts the wicked person with the righteous person, whom he has already written about in verses 1 through 3. And in verse 5, David says, "The wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." We left off saying wicked people will face Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, where the Lord will sentence them to justified punishment in eternal hell. Wicked people are not going to heaven. Sinners will not be in the assembly of the righteous. As verse 6 will soon tell us, the way of the wicked will perish. Let's finish with verse 5, and to do so, I want to direct your attention to one of the parables Jesus tells over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. This is a remarkable chapter that you should study in depth with great interest. Here, the Lord gives 8 parables. He does so to teach his disciples, both then and now, how and why to do evangelism during a specific period of time. That is the time between when Christ was rejected and crucified and now, right into the present day. Jesus is concerned with helping us to know how to live and how to serve him between his first coming and his second coming. Did you know the Lord is coming again? Well, while we wait for him, as his disciples, we are here to live for Christ. As the Apostle Paul says, "For to me, to live is Christ." Philippians 1:21. What do we do while we wait? Well, these 8 parables explain. And a parable was a common Jewish form of teaching. A parable gives an interesting, applicable, and memorable way to compare moral truth to something that can be easily understood. We will see that as we come now to the passage, Matthew 13, beginning in verse 24. And remember as I read, this is connected back to Psalm 1, verse 5. Hear now God's word to you, Matthew 13, beginning in verse 24. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The slave said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, for while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" This is one of the parables that Jesus will later explain, so there is no need for any confusion on our part. The explanation comes in verses 36 through 43 of this same chapter, Matthew 13. Before we read the explanation, let me give a couple of insights. What is a tare? A tare is a variety of darnel weed that closely resembles wheat. It is almost impossible to distinguish between wheat from this weed while the two are growing closely together. Well, this gave an advantage to a farmer's enemy. In ancient times, a farmer diligently sowed his good seed, his wheat, in his field. But then another farmer, jealous of his colleague's success or wanting to hurt him for some other reason, he snuck into the field and sowed this tare a darnel weed among the good seed. Slowly and over time, the two grew together, unnoticed for a while. This is evident in the parable and my second insight. It was at harvest time when the clearest distinction was made between the good seed, the wheat, and the bad seed, the tare, the weed. At that time, the reapers, more experienced than the slaves of the landowner, at the time of the harvest, the reapers will gather up the tares, bind them in bundles, and burn them, whereas the wheat was gathered into the landowner's barn. Keep these insights in mind as we read Jesus' explanation of this parable. And move down the page in your Bible to Matthew 13, beginning in verse 36. Then Jesus left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to Jesus and said, "Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field." And Jesus said, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. So just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." Now this is very clear. The sower of the good seed is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of Man. That title belongs to him. The field is the world. Note, the field is the world, not the church, as some teach. The good seed are the sons of the kingdom. That is, the blessed, the happy, and the righteous people of Psalm 1. The tares are the sons of the evil one. That is, the wicked people of Psalm 1. The enemy who sows them is the devil, Satan. The harvest is at the end of the age, which is still future, as we talked about concerning the timing of the great white throne judgment. The reapers are God's holy angels, and notice what the angels will do. They will separate the wheat from the tares, the wheat from the weed. The wicked weeds are bundled and thrown into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This describes hell. The righteous wheat will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of our Father God. This describes the assembly of the righteous, heaven. Does Matthew 13 and these verses not remind you of Psalm 1, verses 4 through 6? "The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." You know, in our lives, the wheat and the tares grow together. It can be very difficult to tell the difference between the two. In our churches and Christian communities, there are weeds growing right up against the wheat. We are all mixed together, and it can take a very long time to know who the true believers are, that good seed, and who the false believers are, the unbelievers, the tares. A person can go to church their whole lives, give tithes, serve even in leadership positions, yes, even preach and teach and be a pastor, and all the while a tare. Yet it is not our job to try and pull up the tares, to identify them now and judge them. That is the job of the reapers, the angels whom God will send at harvest time. That's at the end of the age. What is our task? Our job is to evangelize. our mission to tell others about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We invite tares to become wheat. We invite tares to become wheat. Last time I shared with you what the British preacher Charles Spurgeon said, remember? Here again are his poignant words. All our congregations upon earth are mixed. Every church hath one devil in it. The tares grow in the same furrows as the wheat. There is no floor which is as yet thoroughly purged from chaff. Sinners mix with saints as dross mingles with gold. God's precious diamonds still lie in the same field with the pebbles. Righteous lots are this side of heaven continually vexed by the men of Sodom. Let us rejoice then that in the church above there shall by no means be admitted a single unrenewed soul. Sinners cannot live in heaven. They would be out of their element. Sooner could a fish live upon a tree than the wicked in paradise. Heaven would be an intolerable hell to an impenitent man, even if he could be allowed to enter. But such a privilege shall never be granted to the man who perseveres in his iniquities. May God grant that we may have a name and a place in his courts above. Well, that was Spurgeon. Bringing all this together, I hope you have found Jesus' parable illuminating for Psalm 1. In conclusion, let me ask you, are you wheat or are you a tare? Are you wheat, a genuine Christian? Or are you a weed, simply impersonating a Christian? If a weed, then I invite you to become wheat. Repent of your sins by investing your faith in Christ before it is too late, and you are excluded from the assembly of the righteous and weep and gnash your teeth forever. More next time on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.